48 hours, that was the target set by the Impossible Tour founder Grant Lottering. This is to complete his Cross Cape Impossible Dream Tour. He was meant to team up with one of the country's best chefs, David Higgs, for an epic fundraising adventure. It was announced in November last year. This is, of course, in aid of 34 children fighting life-threatening illnesses. You'll know, of course, if you listen to this show for any amount of time, I'm a big supporter of the work done by Reach for a Dream, and so is miracle cyclist Grant Lottering, who joins us now for a conversation. Grant, a very good morning to you. You started this what on Saturday in Plett. Have you recovered, firstly?
Morning, Bongani. Oh my goodness, I'm sort of. We managed to get a good night's sleep last night, myself, the support team. Everybody was, of course, very tired. But yeah, cannot feel my toes and that, and we'll recover.
Listen, it's all for a good cause. I mean, 34 children, yes, fighting life-threatening illnesses. Tell me about your adventure.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was, it was brutal, but just absolutely beautiful. We started 8:30 in Plett, headed out towards Nysa, and then made it almost like a U-turn back up into the Karoo, all the way around to Moringspoort, where I was meant to go round through over the Swartberg Pass. And as I came over Prince Alfred Pass, there was huge storms on the horizon.
Yeah.
And that caused mayhem down there in the valley. So anyway, we lost about 100 kilometers of the route because the Moringspoort was flooded and we couldn't get through. So I finished yesterday. I can't actually recall what time it was. It was somewhere around after 12 because I only slept nap for about 40 minutes in total. So I can't remember much. But finished successfully. The heat was insane. Absolutely horrendous. I've never experienced anything like it in my life.
So from heat and storms, do you have moments? I know you yourself are a cancer survivor, so you've got all the motivation you need to do this. But when you're going through extreme heat and then there's a storm and then there's flooding, do you have moments where you think, gosh, why am I doing this?
Oh, there were so many. There were so many because, the first day riding out towards Nysna, I started cramping. I first dehydrated and then a serious rookie mistake. I then overhydrated, which brought on a whole bunch of other problems. So it was such a battle just to get through day one. Many times. But especially, because, I ride through the night. So especially heading out towards Greaton, that was... on Sunday evening at around 2 in the morning, the road just went on and on and on. And I had some serious arguments with myself about the situations. But, then I just remind myself how I get through the pain is where you've come from physically. How I get through the suffering is who are you doing this for? You're doing this for a bigger purpose. You're doing this for to improve the lives of somebody else. And that just keeps me going,
And for people who are listening to us, who know what Reach for a Dream does, they help particularly children fighting life-threatening illnesses to have their dreams come true, because for many of them, they won't be with us much longer. Do they support the work that you've done and what you put yourself through?
They've been a great partner with this tour, and actually last year also did one for them. Or in 2020 rather. And they've been so active on social media. We've got a specific link on the Reach for a Dream website. You go to projects, you go to hashtag DG Dream Tour, which is David and Grant. So David has been helpful also posting on his social media channels. Reach for a Dream has posted so much to encourage people to support me. So it's been good, and we're not done fundraising yet from this ride. We still have some prizes to give away to donors. Lucky donors, but their support has been huge,
Tell us about some of those prizes people can win.
Yeah, we're going to have a bicycle from one of my sponsors, Giant Bicycle South Africa, for a child, a kid's bike, but a proper bike. It's not like something you buy for 500 rand at Macro. It's going to be a decent bicycle. So, and also, I rode with a very special cycling kit, once-off kit designed. We're going to have four of those that we're going to give to lucky to those. But the condition is they must have donated. So we are still encouraging people to go on the Reach for a Dream website and just make a donation. We've raised over 50,000. And under circumstances, I think it is very good. Yeah, so we're getting there, slowly but surely.
Absolutely. You've put yourself through all of that hard work. The least we can do is go to the Reach for a Dream website and see how we can donate. And it's all going towards a good cause, of course, in aid of those little children, those little miracles, in a sense. Grant Lottering, congratulations. Well done, mate. And thank you very much for your time this morning. Miracle cyclist there on that impossible tour. And the idea really is to raise funds for these children fighting life-threatening illnesses. As a cancer survivor himself, Grant Lottering has all the motivation. So if you still want to win prizes, be a donor, go to the Reach for a Dream site to find out more.